Governor Cuomo was in Buffalo recently at a topping-off ceremony for a giant solar factory on the site of an old steel plant. State investment in the new factory is part of the governor's Buffalo Billion Initiative, and he claims it will create at least 3,000 new jobs.
On the grave site of the old economy, where Republic Steel stood, now rises literally a beautiful monument to Buffalo's future.
The governor brought all of his top advisors to Rochester to hold an event he called Capital for a Day, and he announced the creation of a new photonics headquarters. In Binghamton, where coincidentally a key state Senate race will be held this fall, he joined leaders of a marketing company. They say they'll renovate a vacant industrial site and hire nearly 600 more workers. Cuomo told the audience there he's been focusing on the upstate economy like a laser beam.
Today is proof positive that the formula works.
But a five-year survey of job creation in New York, compiled by the state controller, finds that vast swaths of upstate are still struggling. State Controller Tom DiNapoli says the state now has nearly 9 million jobs, a record high. New York City's economy is doing very well, with a growth rate of 11% between 2009 and 2014. Long Island is also improving, with the economy growing just under 5%. But the figures paint a tale of two states. DiNapoli says three out of every four jobs in the last 5 years were created in the downstate region, and some areas were left out of the economic recovery, even reporting job losses.
Central New York, North Country, Southern Tier, Mohawk Valley, significant regions of the state, they're still in the negative as far as job creation.
DiNapoli says Buffalo is a bright spot. Its economy grew by 1.5% from 2009 through 2014, and he says the Buffalo Billion effort has contributed to that success.
To the extent that confidence and psychology is an important part of economic development choices sometimes that are made.
There are some other worrying trends in the controller's jobs report, though, including the prevalence of older workers in New York who perhaps can't afford to retire, and fewer younger employees compared to the rest of the country. Many young people have left the state. There's also a greater number of what's termed underutilized workers, people who have lost jobs in their profession and have had to take lower-paying or part-time work. Governor Cuomo's budget office released some job numbers that they say shows the controller's figures are out of date and that it may be too early to judge the economic recovery based on data that ended last year. Their numbers track the first half of 2015. They show that most regions of the state, including upstate, grew slightly, with the exception of the Southern Tier, which showed a 0.1% drop in job growth from January through June. Overall, New York's economy is expanding faster than neighboring states for the first half of the year. Controller DiNapoli says that's good news, but he thinks the full year's numbers will portray a more accurate picture of where the economy is going.
You look at some of the other data, though, that we've put out recently. For instance, sales tax growth in the state is slowing for the first half of this year compared to last year.
Cuomo at the Buffalo event agrees that there's more work to do.
We have to keep building momentum.
Cuomo does plan to invest more money in upstate New York. He's begun a competition where three regions will split $1.5 billion in additional economic development money. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.